I want to see him.
Amen.
I know you want to see him too. But, we just have to be patient. I was thinking about this the other day, and James put it like this. He says, "But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." And we are just so blessed that we know the promises of God, and we are encouraged to patiently wait for the Lord's coming. And the Webster's Dictionary defines the word patience as the act of bearing pain or trial without complaint, showing self-control and showing steadfastness and perseverance. The Strong's Concordance defines patience as forbearance and long-suffering. And I think we've all heard the term, patience is a virtue. And Webster's defines the word virtue as a particular moral excellence. And the Strong's Concordance in the Greek defines virtue as miraculous power, strength. And I was thinking, about those two words, patience and virtue. And it brought me to Luke 8, when Jesus is among the crowd. And he was probably encompassed by a lot of people. And there was a woman in the crowd that believed that if she just could touch him, that she'd be healed. And he said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And I was just thinking, how did Jesus feel at that moment where he could feel a lot of people pressing on him, but somebody touched him and this power that he had, he could just feel it being drawn out of him because of faith, because this woman believed. When we talk about patience also, I thought about Isaiah 40, 31. And we all know this verse too. It's one of our favorite verses in our home. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So you see, patience begets strength. In James 1:4, we read, "Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing," as we just said. The virtuous characteristic about possessing patience has many benefits, both in the natural and in the spiritual. In the natural, we can see demonstrations of being patient. They're displayed in things like having wisdom, confidence, a willingness to wait in order to obtain a promised expectation. It also demonstrates appreciation and trust when we're patient. When we patiently wait upon the Lord, aren't you trusting him? Your expectation is in him. And you're patiently waiting for him to do what he had promised he would do. But, we as human beings in the natural, we're not naturally patient. We're not. I mean, look at a child, for example, Children have to be taught patience. They want everything right now. I want this, I want that. They don't want to wait. A lot of adults are that way too, I think, And I think the world we live in today, the culture, especially here in the United States, we've become a culture of instant gratification. You go to other cultures and you read about other cultures, especially in Japan, patience, it is ingrained in people, in their culture, in their society. But we have become a culture, a nation of, I want it right now. I can order something on Amazon and have it on my front door this afternoon. But where is the self-control? Where is the steadfastness, the perseverance, the strength, the wisdom, the appreciation? When I was a kid, you know, when I got old enough to mow the lawn, I started to earn an allowance. My dad would pay me $3 a week, but of course he only could mow the lawn in the summertime. And some of the kids I knew, I got an advance on my allowance. My dad would not give me an advance on my allowance. I didn't even bother asking him because it wasn't going to happen. He was teaching me patience. When I was 15, I was able to get a job in Texas. We lived down in San Antonio, and you could get a job as a teenager at 15. And I worked for 4 years after school at about $1.10 an hour to save enough money to buy my first car. Now, my dad could have bought me a car. He could have loaned me the money to buy a car, whatever. He goes, no, I'm not going to buy you a car. I had to patiently work and wait for it. But you know what? I really appreciated that little car. It wasn't much, but it was mine. See, the Word of God encourages us to be patient in the complete work which He is working in each and every one of us. And He's still working on us. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, as we just sang. Patiently run the race. The Word of God also provides us many, many. There's dozens of references to being patient in the Word of God. Matthew 18, we find the servant who pled for his master to be patient with me. I'll pay you back. How about Luke 8? We read of the seed which fell on the good ground, which, quote, bringeth forth much fruit with patience. In Romans 5:4, we know that tribulation brings patience as we wait upon the Lord, and patience experience, and experience knowledge, and experience hope. 1 Timothy 6, Paul instructs Timothy to follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. In Hebrews 6:12, Paul wrote, be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And you know, last Wednesday night, our pastor touched on that Philadelphia church in Rome in Revelation 3. Revelation 3:10, one of the characteristics of the bridal church, the Philadelphia church, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to them that dwell upon it. Patience. Patience is really important. And I will be the first to admit, I get impatient. Ask Shelley. Just ask her. You know, when I was in college, I had a little bit of talent, a little bit of artistic talent, and I wanted to be an art major, and so I started taking these art history classes and things and studying about the old world masters and things, and I remember studying about Michelangelo and Da Vinci and all these others. And some of my favorites were the Italians, okay, a little biased that way. But you know, I heard the story about the Statue of David. And when it was being sculpted, it was just a block of marble, almost 16 feet tall. It was just a block of solid marble. But see, the master saw in that the masterpiece, which had to be all that marble, all sculpting is removing. That's all it is. But he saw that statue of David, that finished work, in that piece of rock. Kind of reminded me how God sees us. He's the master. He's removing all the other stuff so that He can reveal who He sees us to be. The master sculptor sees that in his mind's eye. He already sees it. He's not trying to figure it out as he goes. That's the way He sees you and me. But patience, patience. He's patiently chiseling us away Because he sees us as we are destined to be, as we've been promised to be. And we are the benefactors. We're it. We're the benefactors of his love, his grace, his patience. And as we just sang, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. God bless you this morning.